This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% and this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is sitting in our control room. We're going to take two more phone calls, and then we're going to take a pause because I got a lot of other stuff I need to get to. Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good to hear you, Mike. Three things real fast. That leaked report was out of the Times of Israel about the Jews, in fact, acknowledged that they were Khazars and that secret plan for reverse migration into the Ukraine. Also, there's a good article on Press TV about Lieberman over there in Israel who's leaving the Likud party over there. And thirdly, I'll go ahead and hang up, but thirdly, I can see after listening to Phyllis Schlafly why some guys turn gay.
Oh, come on. Be kind. Be kind. You know, the funny thing about Phyllis Schlafly is you either lover or hater. Some of the things she talks about, like Common Core, I'm absolutely in agreement with. Others, like her constant bashing of China, I don't agree with, because China's not doing anything U.S. manufacturers aren't doing. And
I was going to say real fast, I got to go out of here, but I'll be listening on the radio. But they just had that big, huge scandal here again about the U.S. and the drug companies with China. And that's the same thing that she harps on about, all of the poisons from China. Well, they wouldn't do that if U.S. drug companies didn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, China is a manufacturing powerhouse. They will make what you order. And they can make some amazing things that we can't build here in the United States of America, like the iPhone and the iPad. But if American companies go to China and say, you know, just give me the cheapest bunch of crud you've got, and throw everything you've got left over in the warehouse into it, you know, to make it look bigger and puffier. And the Chinese will say, all right, if that's what you want, that's what we'll do. And, yeah. You know, the quality of Chinese products is not controlled by China, but by the importers.
Right. Anyway, I sent an email on the Khazar thing there. And one last thing. I was at Walmart today. I was just buying some spices and stuff like that. I just noticed that most of them come from China, except the ones made here are like $7 to $9, and the ones in China are about $3. Same product.
And what product was that? I missed what you said.
Well, I bought a different assortment of spices, you know, like dry mustard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand that. Well, you know, the spice trade is pretty much global, and it's a case of, you know, who gets the bulk deal and packages them. But in the end, you know, China is able to undersell products here in the United States of America because the cost of doing business in the United States has just exploded. Not for the money junkies who are getting away with not paying any taxes. And by the way, did you know the Federal Reserve doesn't pay any taxes on the money that they make? It's right there in the Federal Reserve's charter.
Yeah.
I'll have to put that up again. But, you know, all right, we're going to let you go. To do business in this country, you know, when you look at all the taxes on the people, this is why American workers are demanding higher pay. They've got to pay their taxes. So those taxes get passed on to the employer, who passes them on to the customer. Not only the taxes that have to be paid to the worker so the worker can pay his taxes, but the taxes that the employer has to pay for the privilege of hiring an American worker. And it's absolutely insane. If you take all of the withholding from your paycheck and you add to it the 21-22% uplift that your employer has to pay in employee taxes, you'll see that government is making more money off of your work than you do. Now, here in the United States, we've got very high taxes, and we're still expected to take care of our own educational costs, our own medical costs, keep our own infrastructure going. Other countries with high rates of taxation, like the United States of America, you get free medical care, free educational support. You get decent roads, schools, and hospitals, because they're not squandering the money of the people, propping up a broken financial system, and waging wars across the globe. So we've got the worst of all worlds here in the United States of America, and it does require that workers say, I've got to have more money just to stay alive. And that makes American products more expensive. American companies are trying to cut corners to keep price competitive, and that's another reason why our products are of inferior quality. It's all because there are way too many taxes, and that applies across the board. Taxes are too high in the United States of America for everybody, and much of that would not even exist if 100 years ago a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president had not sold us into the slavery of the very same system of banking we fought a revolution to be free of. I understand Congress is getting ready to go for their August recess, and they're out there saying, we can't leave until we deal with the VA scandal, and we can't leave until we deal with immigration, and what about raising the debt ceiling? And again, when you hear that phrase, the debt ceiling, the question you should be asking is not whether or not to raise the debt ceiling, but why there is one at all. Because the Constitution gives the U.S. government the authority to create and issue an interest-free public currency as a public utility. So why is our government borrowing that money at interest from a privately owned central bank? It's not like it's an actual item of value. It's still ink and paper and numbers in a computer. It's another scam. And it's time for it to end. Our government has hoarded itself to the bankers. And in exchange for campaign money and perks and support, they will go on enslaving you to the money junkies, because they're getting their piece of the action. When we start this country all over again, because this one cannot go on much longer, just sit back, be patient, have some popcorn, watch the fireworks when it all comes crashing down. When we start the country up again, we the people, all 330 million of us, have to be adamant that there shall be no more private central banks in the United States of America, or whatever we're going to call it. No more private central banks. We will have a government-issued debt-free currency. It's what the United States started with, and it works for the people. And the first person who comes along and says, well, let's just try that private central banking thing again, needs to be tarred, feathered, hanged, drawn, quartered, burned, and the ashes peed on by a rabid wombat. No more private central banks. I dare anybody to show me anywhere in history a nation enslaved to a private central bank that was not destroyed by that. We're seeing it happen all over Europe. We're seeing it happen here in the United States of America. Every nation that gets rid of their private central bank becomes prosperous, which is why the rest of the world declares war on them before the rest of the slaves get uppity ideas about government-issued currency. That's what led to the global banker boycott of Germany in 1933. That's why they invaded Libya. These money junkies will see millions and millions of human beings die just to maintain their fraud. All righty, let's see. We're going to take one more phone call, and then we're going to close the phone lines for a bit, because I got a bunch of stories I need to get to today. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, we're in free fall already, and the primary reason they're letting the illegals in is to make more debt slaves to keep this scam going, and that's it. That's why they're letting all the illegals into Europe.
There's a problem with that. Those illegals are facing the same situation we, the American people, are, which is we don't have the means of productivity to pay that debt back. See, where all of this managing of the economy has fallen flat on their face. They're all out there about how do we get more money out of the American people? How do we get more money sucking up to the top? And nobody was working on ordering our economy in such a way that ordinary Americans working in middle class can transform their labor into the money to hold up the bottom of the pyramid. Wall Street wasn't thinking about that. Washington, D.C. wasn't thinking about that. All they're thinking about is we got to grab more money. Now they're bringing back their talons and finding nothing in them but wood chips from the bottom of that barrel, because they've succeeded in capturing most of the currency in the entire country. Bringing in a bunch of illegals is not going to change the situation. If there aren't jobs here to transform labor into wealth, the system's going to break down, because labor always precedes capital. That's a fundamental rule of economics that Wall Street and Washington, D.C. seem to have forgotten.
I think
there has to be somebody making a product to front the whole system, and that's the part that's gone missing.
I think at this point, that's all they got left besides that in war. You know, because they're going to give these people EBT cards, they're going to go out and buy stuff, and they're going to have to keep printing money. And that's, you know, it's not going to work. They're totally, at this point, we're definitely in free fall, and all your listeners need to go and start getting ready.
Yeah, you need to be getting ready about that. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
USA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powders. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and
children alike. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to close the phone lines down here right now because I got a bunch of stuff I really want to get to. And this is an opportunity for Dan to catch up on his nap after the wild 4th of July weekend that he was having out there. Now, there is this bizarre story going on over in Great Britain, and I've kind of stayed away from it because it just has such a tabloid feel about it. But apparently there is a growing scandal of an organized pedophile ring within their government. And it's been made more interesting because apparently some of the files of evidence that were being kept at the Home Office have simply disappeared. And remember what Nixon said, it isn't the crime, it's the cover-up. And I guess the Home Office is using the same backup system the IRS is. But we know that politicians live and die, so to speak, on convincing you that they are people just like you. The same beliefs, the same likes, and so forth. We had that embarrassing situation where Hillary Clinton was out there a couple of weeks ago saying, really, I'm poor and struggling just like you. I'm poor, my husband's poor, my daughter's poor, the upstairs maid is poor, the chauffeur's poor, the gardener's poor, my lawyers are poor, my publicist is poor. We're poor, 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 poor. I'm just like you. No, you're not, Hillary. You're not even close. You're not my type. You may not even be the same species. And therein is a question I think we need to start asking ourselves. We know that Great Britain is hardly alone in this kind of a scandal. There was a big one back during the Bush years called the Franklin scandal of an organized pedophile ring that was acquiring young boys from the Boys Town facility, taking them to Washington, D.C. for wild parties. Apparently a big part of this involved the Bohemian Grove, which apparently is a hotbed of gay activity. And I'm not saying there's anything against the gays. I'm talking about predatory behavior and the entrenched belief that the rules of society don't apply to a certain exalted elite class. Now, we know that sociopaths do very well in politics because they are able to lie without giving any signs of it. They don't feel guilty. They don't have the tells that normally would signal this person is being deceptive. These are mentally ill people, and for some strange reason, they are able to do very well in terms of political careers. And now we're seeing this latest scandal involving the British government, and it all began with, what's-his-face at the BBC, which stands for Brits Buggering Children, and has spread into all over the government here. And we need to ask ourselves, are we dealing with a situation where there are not just a few sociopaths doing very well in politics, but if the entire political class is sociopathic? And if there is some flaw in our makeup where we will suborn our common sense and our morality to people who are provably mentally ill, then we are in serious, serious trouble. Now, we know when the Franklin scandal came out, tremendous pressure was put on the cable TV channel that was going, I think it was Discovery Channel. They were going to run it. Congress literally threatened the entire cable TV industry, if you air this documentary, we will legislate you out of existence. And then apparently an anonymous person came in and bought up the entire inventory of pre-recorded VHS tapes, and they were destroyed. However, an editor's work tape survived and is still available out there on the net. There are some very ugly things going on in the halls of power, and I'm not surprised they don't want you to find out. And it may turn out that we, the population of planet Earth in this day and age, are as utterly clueless about the reality of the lives of our rulers as the medieval peasants were about theirs. I mean, this idea of corruption and wildness in high places is nothing new. Look at the career of Pope Alexander VI. He threw orgies inside the Vatican. The ordinary Catholic population didn't know about it. They were told the Pope just sat there day after day praying to God on their behalf. No, he didn't. He was throwing wild, wild parties. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. The almighty dollar is in peril as the global de-dollarization trend accelerates. And this is the main reason why this is going to end very badly for the United States. Countries are leaving the dollar faster than the U.S. can conquer or overthrow them. Also, Investment Watch blog, the CEO of one of the world's largest energy companies is out there saying there's no reason for there to be a petrodollar. And he's absolutely right for the reasons I said last week. When Bretton Woods was put into place at the end of World War II, having a single recognized accepted global currency made sense because financial transactions back then were still being settled with truckloads of bullion and coin or boxes of paper certificates. And you had to know that there was one everybody would accept globally. Well, in this day of instantaneous financial transactions across the globe, a single global currency is an outdated, archaic holdover from a past time. It's obsolete. The U.S. is keeping Bretton Woods and the petrodollar going through threat of military force because the U.S. economy has become dependent on that mafia-like piece of the action that they're getting. They're making money off of everybody else's effort. When country A is trading with country B, the U.S. economy gets a piece of that action. Just like the mafia. And the rest of the world is sick and tired of it. And there doesn't need to be a single global currency any longer. There doesn't need to be a petrodollar. These are obsolete relics from the last century, kept in place through threat of U.S. military force. Austria has now joined the list of nations wondering if their gold reserves are where they're supposed to be. Austria has finally authorized an audit of all their offshore gold reserves. And basically responding to the growing skepticism among people in Europe whether their gold bullion is still safe in the Bank of France, the Bank of England, or the New York Federal Reserve. And apparently Germany has now, in fact, officially backed down from demanding an audit and repatriation of their gold bullion at the New York Federal Reserve. They may reverse that as other tensions continue to escalate. But Germany is now estimating that some 45% at least of their gold bullion that used to be in the New York Federal Reserve has now gone someplace else. Now, we were talking about this possibility of a tax on bank deposits. And I said the first thing that's going to happen is people are going to start pulling their money out of the banks. Well, Spain found a way around that by making the tax retroactive to the first of the year. So even if you take your money out of the Spanish bank today, you still owe the tax. And they're taxing bank deposits to boost economic growth and job creation. No, they're taxing bank deposits to prop up a failing private central bank. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this whole thing about the Washington Redskins. There was this big brouhaha, how people were offended and the trademark had to be rescinded. Well, the Patent Office has now come out and said that actually during the entire time the Washington Redskins trademark existed, the Patent Office, which is in charge of trademarks, did not receive a single public complaint. Nobody ever complained, not even the American Indians. Some government bozo, desperate to keep his job, took it upon himself to create this whole controversy out of thin air just to justify his continuing employment. That's what your average government worker is about. They're not here to help you. They're here to find ways to mess with your life so that they get a paycheck next week. Oh, you're collecting raindrops on your property. You have an offensive trademark. You're doing this. You're doing that. My job is to come in and mess up your life because otherwise I might actually have to go out and find real work. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Going to be jumping around. I got a bunch of stories I really need to get to. Some of these were holdovers from last week. Apparently, radiation continues to leak from the WIP facility near Carlsbad, New Mexico. They are still not entirely clear as to what happened in this underground storage area, but it is still releasing unsafe levels of plutonium, americium, and various other isotopes into the environment around the site. They don't know how they're going to clean it up. Say, there's an employment opportunity for those illegal immigrants. Now, last week, this horrible videotape surfaced of the police basically confronting this woman who was apparently walking along the edge of the freeway. And the police say that she didn't do what she was supposed to. Anyway, he put her on the ground and he just punched her in the head like 11 times, caught on his own car's camera. And it's another example of this incredible police brutality. The woman is clearly not able to fight back. She's just sheltering her face, trying to prevent more blows coming in there. And the police are not allowing family members to see this woman, to see what kind of damage was done to her. This could turn into a new Rodney King episode. This woman did not deserve to have this giant hulking brute sitting on her chest, pounding her face. Another story out of ex-Republic TV, police brutality protest at light rail site where cop killed man over the transit fare. The police are completely out of control in this country. Apparently, more innocent Americans have been murdered by the police than we've lost in the war in Iraq. We're losing more Americans to our own police forces than to the Iraqi troops. Another story coming out of NWO Patrick Link News. Apparently over in Arkansas, there was a police brutality case. The mother was beaten, a teenager tased 6 times. My goodness, the evidence just disappeared from the police lockup. Imagine that. Amazing here. All right, I want to talk about this. This is a little worrying, and it has to do with this scientist. This is reported in The Independent over in Great Britain. And it's work about this scientist, Professor Yoshihiro Kawaoka, and he is working in a U.S. university, and he's synthesized deadly new flu strains for pandemic research. So the official story is this guy has created the world's deadliest flu. It's airborne transmissible, in theory, so he can find ways to fight this flu, which would not exist had he not created it. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. What's going on here is this guy is making biological weapons. This is an activity banned under the 1975 Biological Weapons Convention. But there is a loophole. Okay? If you're a scientist, you claim that you need to create this biological weapon because you're convinced the other countries are developing it, and you have to create it so you can develop a protection against it. And through that loophole, offensive biological warfare research is allowed to continue. Basically, this guy is lighting a match and holding it over your house and then asking if you want to buy a fire extinguisher. And the problem here is, sooner or later, somebody's going to drop a test tube, a seal will fail, or the cure released to the public will turn out to be deadlier than the original disease, which is what happened with the swine flu panic of 1975, where the vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the flu. Or somebody who's a disgruntled employee will simply walk out of this lab with a tiny little glass vial and sell this nasty to the highest bidder. Now, speaking of biological hazard, and you're not seeing a lot of this covered in the American media, but the Ebola pandemic in Africa is continuing to spread out of control. They've now got 73 deaths in Sierra Leone out of 254 confirmed cases. And right now, the hemorrhagic fever has killed 467 people, including 32 health workers. Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and the World Health Organization is saying it's out of control. They don't have the money to try and get ahead of this. Plenty of money for war in Ukraine, plenty of money for war in Iraq, plenty of money for illegal immigrants, but this thing is a slate wiper. Now, all the illnesses potentially being brought into the United States by the illegal immigrants are curable with current technology. Swine flu, the Black Plague, Cipro will take care of that, so forth and so on. This Ebola, there's no vaccine and there's no cure. And it should be the number one priority for every government on earth to get this thing halted because it is a slate wiper. And we're not even, I haven't even seen it get mentioned on the corporate news here in this country. By the way, local story, I'm trying to get this guy on the show. We have a local environmental activist, Carol Cox, lives in Mililani, and he has been investigating illegal dumping on land owned by the Department of Hawaiian Homelands. Now, the Hawaiian Homelands are the properties ceded back to the people of Hawaii as having been traditionally theirs following on President Clinton's signing of the public law, acknowledging that the annexation was illegal. They're not going to give the whole state back to the Hawaiian people. They're just a few tracts of land here and there. But apparently these Hawaiian homelands have been used for illegal toxic dumping. This guy was investigating, and over the weekend his house got firebombed. Fortunately, the house is okay. He lost a car, but you know, those people who are engaged in these kind of abuses of the environment, they play dirty. You know, we know there's a huge organized crime operation involved in getting rid of toxic waste. So they're dumping it on the Hawaiian homelands. We saw the same thing in the United States of America, where people getting rid of toxic waste were just trucking it into the middle of the Indian reservations and dumping it there. In fact, if you go back and you look at the movie Thunderheart, which is based kind of loosely on the Leonard Peltier story, there is an aspect under there about how there's uranium mining going on, and the toxic outflow from the uranium mines is just being allowed to pour into the Indian lands. This stuff goes on all the time here. Now, there is a... we were talking earlier about the RAND Corporation telling the junta in Kiev, just kill them all. Yeah, that's the best way to solve the problem. Throw them all in concentration camps. Kill the ones who won't agree to be slaves to the private central bankers, and all will be well. Apparently, the RAND Corporation was also contracted by the big pharmaceutical companies to come up with a study reassuring us all that vaccines are perfectly safe. This is big pharmaceutical going to the RAND Corporation and giving them a bunch of money to come up with a report that say vaccines are safe, including the MMR vaccine, which was the primary focus of the report. And obviously, nobody's going to buy this one because Big Pharma paid for the study. The RAND Corporation does not have a reputation for being honest and accurate to the American people. The RAND Corporation makes big butts by doing whoever pays them the most money wants them to do. Story out of naturalblaze.com. Regarding a scandal involving an HPV vaccine and trials in India, leading to allegations of unethical conduct against Merck. It's amazing. There was this movie, The Constant Gardener, and Rachel Weisz and the guy played the husband. He went on to play Lord Voldemort, Ralph Fiennes. If you haven't seen it, that's definitely worth digging up on Hulu or Netflix here. By the way, story coming out of Natural News. Whooping cough is infecting vaccinated children at nearly the same rate as the unvaccinated children. In fact, the numbers are close enough to be accountable by statistic error. And the upshot of this is the shot may in fact be useless, utterly useless. But it's a big money maker. So we're going to get people to go on buying this. It really is. We've returned to the days of the traveling Wild West medicine show. And here is an amazing story over at Penny for Your Thoughts, too. Alan Roses, the worldwide vice president of genetics at GlaxoSmithKline, said their drugs don't work on most patients. Less than half of the patients prescribed GlaxoSmithKline's drugs actually get any benefit from them. It's just whatever they can sell to pump into your vein. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, TV at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike Sincero, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero, TV at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of our program today. Very interesting story here. This is flipping on back to the situation in Iraq. Back in 2008, the U.S. government and the U.S. puppet regime in Baghdad came to an agreement where the new government of Iraq would purchase 18 United States F-16 aircraft and 24 Apache helicopters, for which Iraq paid $41 billion. Well, the U.S. has basically reneged on the deal. They're saying they were concerned that terrorists would get hold of the weaponry, and they never delivered the F-16s or the Apache helicopters. And now Iraq is saying, well, give us back our money. And the U.S. is saying, well, we're concerned that if we give you that money and you lose Baghdad to ISIS, we're going to be funding terrorists, forgetting, of course, that the U.S. funded and trained these people in a secret base in Jordan to use against Assad. And I'm really beginning to think that they're doing their planning of foreign policy at the White House using a dartboard or maybe one magic eight ball or a Ouija board, because it's become so self-destructive and contradictory. And this underscores the fact that regardless of what happens in Iraq, the U.S. is going to lose control of Iraq's oil and what currency it will be sold for. Because if ISIS takes over Baghdad, they're not going to be going along with the petrodollar deal. If Maliki hangs on to power with the support of the Russians, especially after this deal where the U.S., he feels the U.S. cheated him for $41 billion, he's not going to go with the petrodollar. There isn't anything the United States can do short of just nuking the entire country and drilling down for the oil through that glowing green glass crust. And they might even try and do that. But the long-term strategic planning coming out of this administration, it's just not there. Are they our unnecessary eyes? Are they got too many yes people saying, oh, yes, sir, that's a brilliant plan. That's absolutely no reason to doubt that that's going to work. Apparently, they developed this GMO-derived insulin for treating type 2 diabetics, only to discover it causes type 1 diabetes in the type 2 diabetics being given this particular product here. Let's see, up in Oregon, their GMO labeling ballot measure looks to be qualifying. Headed for the ballot this November, we can expect Monsanto to go on in there and threaten the corporate media. We'll pull our advertising if you don't demonize those gosh darn GMO people. Story coming out of Natural News. Yogurt buyers beware. All natural yogurt products found to contain aspartame and artificial colors. We are in an age where the government is allowing food corporations to just get away, often literally with murder, in terms of telling you what is in their products. And we now know that the FDA and USDA allow 17 different species of fish to be put in a can labeled as tuna. Tuna is no longer a description of what is in the can. It is simply a branded name. And the same thing has now happened to beef. Now, when I was a kid, beef meant piece of a cow. But apparently, beef is now full of all kinds of allowed fillers, including wood pulp. And yet, the fast food restaurants are still allowed to say it's 100% beef patty, because beef no longer means what you and I think it means. Beef means a beef-like substance filled with all kinds of fillers, and maybe if the cow actually drowned while being dragged across the vet, that there might actually be some piece of cow in there. But when you go to a supermarket or a restaurant and there's a description there of something that sounds like it's really yummy, it may not be what they're telling you it is, because under our current situation, and probably in response to Fukushima and the Gulf of Mexico disaster and the rest of it, there isn't enough healthy food to feed the entire population. So the government is saying, for you, the masses, the slaves, the serfs, they're going to just feed you whatever fodder they can get you to put down your throat, and they'll just tell you what's really good for you and really healthy to get you to go with it. But we're learning more and more that what we're being told is food is actually things like paraffin, and it's not very good for you. But it's either that or admit, hey, we really screwed up food production infrastructure. There isn't enough food, because our response to that is going to be, let's eat the rich. They taste like chicken. You've probably seen the USDA organic symbol. We used to recommend people look for that if they wanted to avoid GMO. Can't do that anymore. The certification for USDA organic does allow a certain percentage of GMO. story coming out of HealthyDebates.com. Virtually all food imported into the United States is not inspected by the Food and Drug Administration. They just bring it on in, get it into the delivery chain, get it to the markets, get it to the restaurant, placing us all at risk of exposure to foodborne illnesses and possibly deliberate sabotage. All of these government agencies that are supposed to be protecting you aren't doing the job. They've been told to stand down. Whether it's the SEC and Bernie Madoff, Minerals Management Service and the Deepwater Horizon, FDA and Bad Pharmaceuticals, USDA and Wood Pulp in the Meat. This is fascism. I don't understand why those illegals want to come up here. This is not the country they've been told it is here. Al Gore is apparently screaming at Tony Abbott to change or get out of the way, calling Prime Minister Abbott a straight-out climate denier. Al Gore is still out there screaming global warming, pushing for his carbon tax. The remote sensing system satellite-based monthly global mean shows that there's been no global warming for 17 years and 10 months. The climate change models showed the Great Lakes water levels would go into decline. Surprise, surprise, surprise. The Great Lakes water level is rising. Let's just pump some of that out west to deal with that drought. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. That aqueduct irrigation system's been allowed to rot. NOAA has very quietly reinstated July of 1936 as the hottest month on record because they got caught fudging the data so they could say July of 2012 was the hottest month on record. And they got caught on it. So NOAA said, all right, you caught as it was 1936 here. Former astronaut Walter Cunningham is out there saying climate alarmism is the biggest fraud in the field of science. And he's absolutely right about that. The science does not back up the hysteria. June 27th, global sea ice area, fourth highest on record. Goes on and on and on. Another Antarctic icy record set, but excuses abound. The global warming computer models confounded as Antarctic sea ice hits new record high with 2.1 million square miles more than is usual for this time of year. Once again, these computer models that are waved around to prove the world is getting warmer are embarrassed. Even the U.S. government's own data is showing that we have been in a decade-long cooling trend. So BBC has decided they have to take direct action in the face of this contradictory information. They are now banning airtime for anybody doubting human-caused global warming. BBC, the Brits' buggering children, is not going to give airtime to those who question the orthodoxy of human-caused global warming and the need for carbon taxes. Down in Virginia, they're screaming, rising sea levels are swamping Virginia. We've got to have a new environmental concern down there. Well, the neighboring states aren't showing any rising sea levels. What's going on is that part of Virginia is going through subsidence, which is a natural process. But oh no, it's global warming. We must do something. Obama's managed to anger environmentalists again by issuing waivers for wind farms that are killing birds, including endangered birds, including the American eagle, and other alternative energy companies are saying, why don't we get the same exemptions here? It goes on and on and on. Feds are going to take away a ranch from a family because the meadow mouse is now an endangered species and you can't have grazing on the land. And it just goes on. All right, we got to get on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, share what you know with who you know. Go over to republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button. Buy your silver and gold from Republic Trading Group. Back here tomorrow. Aloha, America.